I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, who wants to be House Speaker? Apparently nobody. It's like a game of hot potato. No one wants to take John Boehner's place. The GOP is even thinking of calling in former politicians who are no longer in the Washington game. Stephen Colbert compares that move to the movie Air Bud. Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost in today's Punchlines.
Folks, I'm so glad to be in New York City tonight. I would not want to be in Washington, D.C., because our nation's capital is in chaos. All because of House Majority Leader and guy at work cornering you with his daughter's Girl Scout cookies, Kevin McCarthy. This guy was supposed to replace John Boehner as the Speaker of the House. It was a lock. But yesterday, he shocked the GOP by dropping out of the race. The decision left everyone at a loss for words, especially him.
I think we're only going to be stronger. We fought hard to win this majority and turn this country around. And this will be our best step foot, footstep for... Yeah, I messed up.
Don't leave! I'm just getting to know you. I was just learning your beautiful bird-like language.
Here's what everybody is talking about. Of course, it's this whole mess with the Speaker of the House. Did you hear that yesterday, Kevin McCarthy, who is considered the favorite to be the new Speaker of the House, he dropped out of the race because he didn't feel like he had enough support to win. Yeah. Then 12 presidential candidates said that never stopped us. Everyone was caught off guard by McCarthy's announcement that he's dropping out, but no one was more surprised than someone from his district back home. Watch this.
One woman who works at Luigi's, a place McCarthy frequently visits, hadn't heard the news.
He did?
People were like, we nominate her for Speaker of the House? You guys are gonna do what with our round?
He looks so happy. Look how happy he is. Jimmy, can we see what Boehner was like at his announcement when he was retiring?
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
There is just something about not being Speaker of the House that puts a smile on your face.
McCarthy's decision left the Republican Congress in complete disarray. They're without a leader and not sure where to turn. You could tell things were chaotic just from watching C-SPAN. Check this out.
Coming up on C-SPAN, at 8 o'clock, Paul Ryan tears off his shirt and screams, "No rules, I'm gonna live forever." At 8:01, Billy Long declares a state of emergency in his Dockers. At 8:03, Randy Nagabauer declares himself leader of Nagabauria. At 8:04, Fred Upton says, "Screw this, I'm going back to my old job of being an airline pilot in 1970. At 8:05, Ann Wagner puts butter knives between her fingers and keeps calling herself Lady Wolverine. At 8:06, Greg Walden brings out some cocaine, realizes he misread the room, then puts it away. Finally, at 8:07, John Boehner walks in and says, "Sorry, I forgot my keys. Whoa, guys, I was only gone for a few minutes."
And whoever ends up as Speaker will have the crippling honor to deal with these guys. I'm sure someone is jumping up the opportunity. Let's just ask Congressman Trey Gowdy.
You want the job?
No. Does anybody? We'll find out.
Okay. That's three down, 432 to go. But there could be a Republican hero waiting in the wings.
All eyes are on one man named Paul Ryan.
The outgoing Speaker John Boehner and other Republicans are scrambling, trying to convince former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan to run for the job.
Paul Ryan is the perfect choice for Speaker, except for just one drawback. He doesn't want the job.
Now, everyone's first choice for the job is Paul Ryan, but he says he doesn't want the job. And every other decent Republican is too busy running for president. So now the GOP is only left with scraps. So I thought maybe in the spirit of Halloween, they should just stitch those straps together into some kind of Franken-speaker.
And because no one in the House wants to do it, some really unusual names have come up. This is true. People have floated Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and 92-year-old Bob Dole. And these would be perfectly legal choices because there is nothing in the Constitution that says the Speaker must be an elected member of the House. Folks, we've faced this crisis before when we realized there was nothing in the rule book that says that a dog can't play basketball. Which means soon we could be just two heartbeats away from Air Force Bud.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.